Hello, thank you very much for joining us today for the Windows Store for Business and TeamViewer session. My name is Jan Kalis. I'm the Product and Marketing Manager for Windows Store for Business at Microsoft. And I'll be joined very shortly by Alfredo Patron, who's the VP of Business Development in TeamViewer, and he'll tell you about how their app is really successful across multiple platforms, what they are planning to leverage on the Microsoft platform, and what has been their success in the Windows Store. And now, because the TeamViewer is also available in Windows Store for Business, I'd like to first give you an overview of what is Windows Store for Business. We heard feedback from our customers, and we designed Windows Store for Business for organizations to enable them to find, acquire, manage, and distribute, and both the private line of business apps as well as the public Windows Store apps in volume across all Windows 10 devices. Now, for users, it means that it gives them a number of options. For example, they can self-discover the right organizational apps that were approved by their organization in the private store, which is displayed through familiar experiences in the Windows Store. Or IT may also decide to preload or pre-install those apps to their computers using management systems. And by the way, apps also auto-update, so everybody can focus on the job, on the work, and not on technology. For you as developers, we have simplified, for example, the app update flows and app publishing if you're building private line of business, so you can virtually eliminate site loading. Or if you're commercial developer, you can now extend your reach with your high-value business or education apps to organizations, all with using the same tools you already know and use today. For IT professionals and organizational purchasers, the Windows Store for Business represents one place to manage private and store apps in one single location. The Windows Store for Business has been designed for many sizes of organizations, for those who have dedicated IT personnel, but also for those who don't have dedicated IT personnel. And so it can be used as one place to manage the private line of business apps as well as the public store apps with flexible licensing options and scalable distribution options. Now, let's take a look at the demo. All right, so the first thing that I would like to show is the private store. So I will launch the Windows Store app. And because I am now logged in with my work or school account, I'm working for the fictitious company Contoso here, you can see that on the store, I have additional tab, which is called Contoso LTD. That has all the apps that IT or the organization made available to all employees. So I can install any of those, including TeamViewer, and as well a line of business app like this Contoso Paste app. By the way, how many of you, when you're building custom line of business apps and publishing in the New York company, have so nice visuals and so nice descriptions of your app updates and new functionality? And for how many of those, it's really easy to install it through just clicking a button in the store. So that's the user experience. Now, let's take a look at the purchaser experience. I can go to microsoft.com/business-store and I can review all the benefits, sign in or sign up. I've already done it, and you see that we are merchandising number of apps or highlighting number of top apps, including TeamViewer that is here on the top hero image. Also, we are selecting apps by grouping them into selected categories. You can always browse by a store category, or you can search an app. Whenever I acquire an app, and I've already done this, so It becomes part of my inventory. So for example, here for TeamViewer, I can assign this app directly to particular users from my organization. So for example, Alice might be assigned this app, so she can install it by just following a email link. So which is exactly a great scenario for smaller companies who don't have dedicated IT staff. I also can see some other inventories and then some other apps in the inventory, for example, like the line of business app. So there were two line of business apps, one for online, one for offline licensing submitted, so by my in-house developer. So I, as an IT pro, can see that. I've already authorized them to publish those apps into the inventory, and I've also added this one into the private store. And that's exactly the app that you've seen that I clicked as a user from the store. So it's really simple for IT professionals to discover or find the right apps, acquire them, manage them in one single inventory, and distribute to employees. Now, what I would like to do, I'd like to give the floor to Alfredo, who will show the success of TeamViewer building on Microsoft platform, being very successful in the Windows Store, and leveraging all the Windows 10 capabilities like Continuum and Cortana.
Thank you, Jan. That was a great demo. Now let's talk about TeamViewer. TeamViewer, we solve a very common problem where individuals to small businesses to enterprises wanted to connect to people and devices to do things like remote support within an IT environment, going to a PC or a tablet or a smartphone to troubleshoot whether an app is not running, the system is not running, or go all the way into a server farm to provide support. We also enable individuals to share content, whiteboard, things like Son helping mom where that she got a new PC, wants to install a new exciting device and needs help remotely or help with an app. We also enable people to come online and do meetings and collaborate. And lastly, we scale all the way to industrial scenarios and unattended scenarios with Internet of Things. We do this across all operating systems, all major operating systems, and across all form factor of devices, from smartphones, PCs, all the way to smart TVs and smart glasses. We've had tremendous success so far. Last year, we crossed the 1 billion installation mark, which we're very proud of. In any given moment in time, there's 20 million devices connected in our infrastructure using TeamViewer. We're truly global, working across all markets, supporting all major languages, and we have a freemium model. So for individual use, you don't pay, and commercial use, there's different licensing models. Here's a sample of how we scale with Fortune 500 companies that they use us to keep their businesses running and to collaborate with their employees. And also, wanted to quickly show all the things we're doing with Microsoft. Microsoft has been a great partner for us, is our strategic bet. And as you can see here, we've leveraged all the flagship features from Windows, for example, where we have a beautiful universal Windows app, which has very strong reviews. We use Cortana, Continuum. We're one of the top 10 most downloaded apps in the store. We're also working some collaboration and investments with the Intune team, which we'll share more information hopefully soon. Also with Outlook, if you download TeamViewer, it creates a nice integration within the Outlook environment. And also we're a very good customer of Azure, which we use for running our backend and our worldwide cloud infrastructure. Now let me do a demo to show you all of this in action. This is the main TeamViewer app. On the left side, you have remote controlling capabilities to allow remote control into this machine, everything encrypted and secure, and also to join or host meetings. So first thing I'm going to show you is connecting to Windows Server machine. So here we are, like if I were sitting on the desk, I have full access and control of this system. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to connect into a Linux headless system. So this is something only us do today in the marketplace. And think of point of sales devices, unattended scenarios. As you can see, I'm typing on the keyboard. Like if I were sitting right there and I have full access of this device. So next thing I'm going to do is now let's look into a smartphone. So now I'm going to connect into an Android device. And as you can see there, side by side, I have full control of the device. It's very fluid. I have my Microsoft apps here. I can see my dashboard of resources. How they are being utilized. Let me expand it. So CPU, RAM, battery, some more specifics on the manufacturer, like EMEA version it's running. I can see the apps that are running and I can uninstall them. I can see processes that are running and I can stop them. Or settings, so I can push Wi-Fi configurations or email server configurations. So very powerful from an IT administrator perspective, or if you want to do things like remote office where you want to connect remotely to devices. The last thing I'm going to show you is Continuum, a feature we're very excited about. All right, so for the last part of my demo, I want to show you my Microsoft Lumia 950 device using Continuum. So the scenario is I come home from work and I don't want to open my laptop or my desktop and I want to run TeamViewer. So using Continuum, which is a great feature, I just plug my phone and I should see that extended here into the big screen. And now I have a fully functional keyboard and mouse and I see my apps here. So I'm going to run TeamViewer. So now TeamViewer is running here powered by my phone. And one quick example I want to show you is I'm going to connect to a Windows Server machine powered from my phone. So here you go. Now for the last steps, I'm going to pass it to Jan so he talks about next steps. Thank you very much.
Love the demo, Alfredo. Thank you so much. Now, TeamViewer's app is already today in Windows Store for Business. So check it out, download it, look at some of the new Windows 10 capabilities that they're leveraging like Cortana and Continuum. For those of you who are at Build, please come talk to us to our booths or visit some of our other sessions around Windows Store for Business. Also, feel free to revisit Channel 9 for all the content from Build and continue your education via Microsoft Virtual Academy online. On behalf of TeamViewer and Microsoft, thank you so much for watching.